The Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link may still be very much a major work in progress, but things continue to tread in the right direction. That's the message from Kivalliq Inuit Association, KIA, President Kono Tatuani, who said, right now, the KIA is advancing studies regarding the Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link, KHFL, regulatory planning and engagement, all with a view to strengthening partnerships and getting to final agreements and closure regarding the mega project. The governments of Nunavut, GN, and Manitoba signed a joint statement on April 16 declaring their commitment to advance the KHFL, a vital energy and communications corridor connecting the two regions. The strategic initiative aims to drive economic development, support reconciliation, combat climate change, and strengthen Canada's Arctic security. Manitoba Hydro also announced it would commit 50 megawatts of reserve load capacity to support the development of the KHFL. Tatuani said the KIA is very proud to be working alongside partners such as the Kulik Energy Corp. and Nunavut Tungavik Inc. NTI, as well as Nunavut Minister responsible for the Kulik Energy Corp. John Main, Nunavut Premier P.J. Akigok, and the Nunavut government. Momentum is building and the Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link remains a top strategic priority for our Inuit leadership and our territorial governments, said Tatuani. Among some of the tough questions we may be asked is what is the estimated cost of this project, and, obviously, we'll have more to say on that as we advance work with our partners. Right now, our focus is on building our momentum, advancing studies and securing federal support from the new government, he said. Tatuani said the KIA is willing to work with the new federal government and it looks forward to securing the federal support that Nunavut and Manitoba have both called for. He said some of the questions surrounding this project may also focus on caribou concerns and land protection concerns from environmental groups. There will be many conversations on this road ahead, but, right now, our focus remains on building our momentum, advancing studies and, again, securing the federal support asked for. One of our main goals here is to focus on three things: the progress the Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link has made over the years, including the very important work we've done to date, the announcement from the Manitoba government and Manitoba Hydro last month, and what this will entail for the Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link. It's also important for us to take a step back and recognize the hard work we've all put into this Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link to get us to where we are today. Over the years, the KIA has focused on building a strong partnership that a major project such as the Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link needs to succeed, according to Tatuani. He said the KHFL has already been many years in the making. In building support for the project, my team and I have traveled the Kivalliq region meeting with the hunters and trappers organizations and meeting with community leaders to ensure Inuit perspectives guide our work. We've built a strong relationship across Manitoba with the First Nations leadership, the town of Churchill with Mayor Michael Spence, the province itself and key stakeholders such as Manitoba Hydro. We've also secured critical support from the federal government over the years and we're going to rely on them for this backing, including from the Canada Infrastructure Bank. The Kivalliq Hydro-Fiber Link is now clearly recognized as a nation-building initiative and one that supports Arctic sovereignty, reduces emissions and involves long-term economic opportunity for Inuit, said Tatuani.